It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. Thank you guys all for listening to the show all around the world. As we get ready to end 2021 and head into 2022, we greatly appreciate you for listening to this show right here. Check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And feel free to give us a call anytime, 1-800-420-1980. That's 800-420-1980. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more. At Cannabis Talk 101, at Pot underscore Brothers underscore at underscore Law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig's at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at One Christopher Wright. Our producer, who's helping me out again, at Radio underscore Elvis. And I am at Joe Grande 52. And it looks like Cal is still with us right now. Thank you, Cal, for hanging out. Mark's walking back and forth in the office. He'll be joining us. I just want to get into the story that we kind of touched on a previous podcast, Elvis, but Pfizer entering the cannabis space with a $6 billion acquisition.
Almost seven.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has announced plan to purchase Arena Pharmaceuticals, Inc., a San Diego-based bioscience firm with a dedicated cannabinoid research and development arm for $6 billion. So we've heard this, and I broke this earlier when I had some insight on companies on bigger pharmaceuticals buying smaller pharmaceutical companies that have an arm in the cannabinoid research game. Now the bigger companies are doing this as well. And when I was told this, I was even told on some hush-hush, I couldn't even mention the names, but I was told this is what's going down. So that is awesome to hear that other companies are now doing this. Now the two companies made the announcement with detailing that Pfizer will pay $100 per stock share in an all-cash transaction. Wow. The acquisition includes Arena's investigational drug, which is called, I'm going to mess this up, I'm sure, Orlorinab, O-L-O-R-I-N-A-B, Elvis.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. That's Orlorinab.
Orlorinab, right? Yeah.
Which it's is an oral medication. Oral
full agnostic of the CB2 receptor formulated to treat symptoms associated with gastrointestinal disorders,
intestine,
and other drugs that treat immune inflammatory diseases. A lot of things that CBD basically helps with, right?
Yep.
So Pfizer capitalizing on this will make a big decision in doing this. And they're saying that we believe this transaction represents the best next step for both patients and shareholders. It's just funny, as we mentioned this before, when a company like Pfizer jumps in the game like this, Pfizer is on the top of everyone's tongue, right? It's like even meaning when you went to New Year's Eve parties, did you get your Pfizer shots? Did you get this shot? Did you get your boosters? Did you get, I ironically got the Pfizer shot. Were you a Pfizer guy?
I did too. I'm a Pfizer guy.
Yeah. Mark, did you get the Pfizer shot? Yes. No, you did the other one. Johnson & Johnson. You did the other one? He's on a call right now. What about you, Cal? Did you even get the shot? No, probably not, huh?
Nah, I think the other one you were referring to was Moderna, though. I think that was
Moderna. Thank you. Yes, it was Moderna. Cal, so you're on that other side, huh? You still thugging it out?
Anti-vaxxer, huh?
You know what? I was initially, and then, you know, Joe, you know, this my story, you know, my grandmother got sick and things of that nature. So I'm not, you know, I'm not really taking sides in this matter. I will use the term that is being, I guess, the politically correct term. I am a pure blood, if that, you know, if that makes any sense, you know, to you gentlemen. But yeah, I'm just a little bit, I'm not 100% against it. I'm just waiting till we find out more of what we need to know, you know. But it's good to know that Pfizer, you know, where we know that where all of that vaccine money that they're getting lately is going.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Well, Pfizer is not the first pharmaceutical company to stride into this cannabis space. In early 2021, Jazz Pharmaceutical acquired JW Pharmaceuticals along with their Food and Drug Administration approval cannabinoid therapy. So, you know, a treatment for children with severe seizures, which we talked about as well.
Yes.
And in 2018, Tilray made a medical cannabis distribution arrangement with drug giant Novartis AG, Johnson & Johnson in 2017 bought Avicanna on board into their 40,000 square foot life science innovation center in Toronto, Canada. So there's a lot of things happening on a big scale that we're not fully seeing firsthand because it's going to take time for these researchers and developers to come up with what they're coming up with and researching. I mean, granted, Pfizer and the government came up with these shots in a record breaking time because they said,
yeah, it was fast track
on deck on
fast
this.
Track. Yeah, it was fast.
Stop doing everything that you're doing and focus on this. But, you know, I just feel personally Pfizer jumping into this like that with a $6 billion acquisition, there's got to be some insight.
Yeah, right. With the CBD. And, you know, they're already, Pfizer, by the way, is worth close to $500 billion. I mean, over $400 billion. So that's close to $500 billion. They have the research facilities. They have all the means to do the proper research about CBD and THC. And I think this is actually going to be a good thing moving forward in research for cannabis and getting products out there on a national level or worldwide level. We already know that I take CBD every day. We already know what it does for inflammation. We already know what it does for anxiety. I take it for both of those things. And I think this is a great thing. I think it's a great move, not only by Pfizer, but it's a great move for the cannabis industry. And I think good things are coming.
And they're striking while the iron's hot. I mean, Pfizer, as you said, Joe, is on the tip of everybody's tongue right now. You know, they were the first to, you know, the first to be approved, you know, as far as their vaccines, you know, being certified or considered. And right now, while everyone's mentioning their name right now, the cannabis, you know, the stock and as high as it is right now, for them to cash in on this is the perfect time for them to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all lays out. I'm just happy that it's moving in the right direction. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We're going to come back with Elvis and a great story that he has for you guys. We'll be right back after this.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. If you're looking to grow a high-quality plant with a high quality seed, well, you know what you got to do. Head to rocketseeds.com or check them out on Instagram at @rocket_seeds for trusted cannabis seeds. Rocket Seeds is a trusted source for thousands of quality cannabis seeds at a fair price. Head to rocketseeds.com right now. Now, Elvis, I know you got something locked and loaded over there. What's going on?
Well, you know, and I wish Mark was here. I wish he hadn't stepped out during this segment because there's new research out there that says that dabbing produces carcinogenic substances.
You know what? Dabbing is using. I think they're going to find a bunch of new research because we didn't know what vaping does. Vaping hasn't been around that long.
No.
Nobody knows the repercussions of it.
No. And if people don't know dabbing, it's, you know, highly potent marijuana concentrates. It's vaporized on a special dabbing rig, like a glass water pipe. And unlike
Cal, do you dab?
I do.
Well, guess what? New research from Portland State University has now identified that dabbing vapor contains known carcinogenic substances, including methacrolene and benzene. More specifically, scientists identified that terpenes, a class of organic compounds found in marijuana, are responsible for the resulting carcinogens when smoked or vaporized. They give the marijuana plants their variety of aromas and fragrances. But they're just starting research on this, and they're saying that dabbing produces all of these carcinogenic different substances like methacrolene and benzene. I would slow your roll on the dabbing. Stick to the flower, man. Stick to the.
And not only that, though, people are saying, "Oh my God, it's so much cleaner! It's so much
cleaner.
Better."
That's what they're looking for—a cleaner high.
They claim it's because it's the purest form of THC that there is, you know, but. And, you know, it's funny because I do wish Mark was here as well, Elvis. And, you know, not only just Mark, but, you know, Joe, I wish Danny was here to hear this as well, because, you know, this is their, like, this is their form. You know, this is their choice. You know, when we ask the question, you know, what's your favorite form of, you know, marijuana intake? This is, you know, that would be their answer.
Got it. Got it.
And not only that, though, like I stated a minute ago, we don't have enough research for a new form of consuming anything like that, right? And I'll even go as far as saying, on the other side of which we talked about it a minute ago with the shot, we don't have enough research to tell us what's going on with that damn shot either. So I'm not going to say, even though Elvis and I did it, we're not the ones preaching, oh, it's the best day. You got to do it. I mean, we're doing it because
as you know, I had COVID April 2020 and it debilitated me. And I thought, I am not going through that again. It was in bed for 2.5 weeks. I was in LA and I mean, I couldn't move.
Yeah.
So I got
we both had it. So we knew we got to get it. That all being said, like Cal, I didn't attack you because you don't, or other people who don't have it. I'm not attacking anybody who doesn't want to do the shot. I actually hear what they're saying and understand, for that matter, what they're saying. That being said, it's the same concept on vaping and dabbing. Mm-hmm. We don't have that research and development of just looking at the flower. Like when you pick that flower that just comes from the plant like that, how much more organic is that, for God's sakes?
That's it.
Don't panic. It's organic.
And don't buy it from an illicit source. Get it from a licensed dealer. Yeah. I mean, that's the cleanest, in my opinion.
Or grow it yourself, because you got to put all these things in it to torch it and make these things. So it's, you know, as they say, it's the cleanest, purest. Really? Isn't the cleanest, purest rolling a joint and smoking?
Carcinogens.
Or putting it in a fucking pipe or a bong and just
a rig.
That's what it's always been for me, is the flower. You know, to me, that was, as you say, you know, the most purest form of it. And that's why I've always been, you know, most comfortable it is. It's just to, you know, break it down the way God intended and roll it up and smoke it.
Bingo. Yeah, it's always interesting to see what the repercussions are going to be with that, Elvis. It actually makes me a little nervous. Because, I mean, even with the shot, right? I mean, it makes me nervous. And even thinking how they're going younger and younger with the ages. Yeah, these things nowadays that we're facing with, and it's funny that you mentioned this, dabbing, but we're dealing with stuff in our life right now that everyone could be affected, and we don't even know how yet. No. I mean, look how many billions of people have gotten this Pfizer shot, have gotten the Moderna shot, the Johnson & Johnson, we don't know. Look how many people are dabbing nowadays, are doing these fucking bait pins that I have right here in front of me, are doing all these things that we do and going, we don't know. Is it better for the lungs? Is it worse for the lungs?
Right.
I don't know the answer.
I'm not an edibles guy, but I think maybe like sticking a flower and a THC seltzer until they know, you know, what these carcinogens are coming from dabbing. I mean, benzene is a killer and that's going into your lungs. I'm sorry. No, thank you. I'll go back to the proto pipe before I do that.
Right. And all that being said, who are we kidding? I've stuffed more stuff in my body, from steroids to every other drug I've done back in the day, growing up and playing football and sports and fighting and everything.
Horse tranquilizers.
When I used to get Chivay.
He got Chivay.
And here we are saying like the flower is like the most, you know, purest form, you know. But the craziest thing is we just came back right now talking about, you know, finding out that fentanyl can be found in the flower now too.
But that's from illicit sources. We're not talking from a licensed
dealer.
And not
only that, and those are just the disciples of the devil that are, which I still can't fucking comprehend. Why would you waste money to get fentanyl to put it in weed? Like, why would you waste your money doing that?
It's a bigger high. It's a synthetic high. It's an opioid.
To resell it, though, and to kill people and not tell people? Like, unless you're buying it knowing, hey, this is fentanyl-laced weed. But I don't think they're doing that. I don't know. It just baffles me. I think it's so stupid.
And this is why, you know, as Elvis said, it's best just for us to get our flower from, you know, a certified, you know, licensed, you know, somebody that we, you know.
Licensed dispensary. Exactly. Correct. Right.
Well, look up King Cal. He's still selling it on IG on the side. Hush, hush, wink, wink. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We come back, you guys. I got a holiday cannabis story that's going to kind of blow your mind. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back and relax. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. And you know what time it is, Elvis?
What time?
Dime time. That's right, folks. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Dime Industries has been a leading trusted source of clean and potent medicine using state-of-the-art hardware, including premium food-grade stainless steel, glass ceramic plates, and enhanced battery life. The 1,000-milligram cartridges are amazing Check them out on their website at dimeindustries.com or check out their IG page, dime.industries. Before I get into this story, I just want to thank everyone that's helped us out this past year and that's always just a team player with us, starting with Jan, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irchazar, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Solar, Nadia, Ali, Gabrielle, Trayvon, Pitt, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and of course, Elvis. As both of you guys that I've mentioned are on this show with me right now doing this, thank you guys so much for
everything. Got it.
Honored.
Yeah, it's just a great time. It's a great team that we have. Everybody contributes so much. That being said, make sure you jump online, Cal, and start contributing to that megaphone thing that I need your help on. That being said, you guys, I told you I'd come back with a holiday cannabis story. And the marijuana industry is expecting to spike in sales this holiday season. The holiday season has definitely been here, of course, with Christmas and New Year's, as it's New Year's Eve right now. If you're listening to this the day this broadcast, well, most industries will see a slight decline in profits. The cannabis industry expected to go up and burn through the roof.
Boom.
You like that, right? Reports from LeafLink show that the cannabis sales rose by more than 30% in the week leading up to Christmas last year. Now, in comparison to the previous 4 weeks of 2020, additionally, sales on Christmas Eve last year rose by 61% in comparison to the previous four, Thursdays. That being said, you guys, you know, it's even going to go up crazier this past year that we just had. We don't have the information yet because it just happened. But LeafLink, an unidentified marijuana platform, also reports that on the days leading up to the Green Wednesday, November, they saw an increasing more than 10% in sales. And in sales from Green Wednesday, are any indication the cannabis market will see a significant jump in sales this year.
Nice. Now,
Glasshouse Brands, Inc., which we've had on the show just recently, great, huge company, a company based in California, also saw an increase of more than 40% in its sales across its locations on Green Wednesday compared to the 2020 sales day. This was the same case for a bunch of other companies that brand saw the big increase more than, you ready for this? 110% on that Green Wednesday sales. Ooh. So it's not even just one or two companies. It's a bunch of them. The rep for Terrasana, a dispensary chain in Ohio, stated recently that the company expects December to be the highest grossing month in 2021. Expectations grew after that the increased transactions of the revenue went up to 33% more than they had in November. These jumps, you guys, are crazy. Yeah. I can't wait to see, of course, we already seen the 420 jump. We've seen the jump, of course, for Thanksgiving. But for December, for Christmas gifts, right, for this and that, I mean, you just look at what people are doing and they're going around. These dispensaries are doing the Christmas wrapping. They're doing this. They're doing that. It's brilliant. And it's a great gift alternative when you go somewhere. In my opinion, I started doing this about 4 years ago, taking cannabis gifts to the black elephant gift, right? And the first time I did it, you guys, my wife damn near shit her pants.
I bet.
What are you doing? Why would you do that? I'm like, babe, and it was to the song.
They loved it.
Oh, yeah. Remember the song? You know Ethan, Elvis.
Ethan Winter.
Yes. So it's his families, which are the songs, the winners in the songs, all doctors, lawyers, fucking, ER this, plastic surgeon that, and then all the other relatives that have whatever jobs. But when I tell you that the gift that I brought 4 years ago was the most, oh my God, moment. And everyone,
it was a hit. Get it? A hit.
It was the biggest hit yet 4 years ago. And every year since, ironically, we've been invited back every year. And I keep doing the same thing. And now other people are bringing other cannabis gifts as well.
Right, right. You know, you say that, this is going to be a massive holiday season for the cannabis industry. This report came out from this California-based consumer company. At least 70% of the people surveyed planned to use cannabis to loosen up during the holidays, whether it's to relieve stress, hanging with your relatives, get a good night's sleep, improve their mood, or whatever. People are going to cannabis over alcohol is what they're doing. And it's a great thing. It's a great thing. I mean,
are you getting anybody cannabis gifts, or do you even get anybody gifts, or what is your vibe over there?
Well, first and foremost, Joe, now that you mention it, let me make sure to invite you over this weekend. If those are the gifts you're bringing, I mean, shit, you're more than welcome to come to the house.
No, we do the Christmas, actually, ironically, and I don't think you got a chance to meet them, but we've had the Dr. Song on, who's a big plastic surgeon out here in Orange County, and then his brother is a big lawyer. Kevin Song, who Mark and Craig ironically do cases with. So they're ironically cousins to my boy Ethan Winter, who Elvis knows as well, who we've golfed with and hung out with many years. And we go way back many years. So it's just weird how all these people tied into my life that, like, you know what I mean? How it happens. So
everybody knows somebody that knows somebody.
Exactly. And then you get connected. So I'm with them, but it's just funny to think how the cannabis industry has been such a go-to item, not only Thanksgiving, but I look at it as it's a go-to item. Like when you go to people's houses and the theory was flowers and a bottle of wine, why not some flower?
Right.
And maybe a bottle of wine or some flower and some CBD.
Yeah. CBD. I'm with you on the CBD. Can you imagine like some of the ointments that, that you use? I use a great one from Gard Pharmaceuticals. It's G-A-A-R-D, made right here in Las Vegas. It won the High Times Cup as the best ointment in Nevada. And it's changed my life. It has changed my life. I mean, it's so good. It doesn't have any scent. And it just, I've got pains. I've got, Joe, I've got, had my disc removed my back from a radio stunt gone horribly wrong. I got hit by a car. I got this. I don't have any pain anymore from this CBD ointment. So, hey, that's a great gift. And if you're in the age bracket that I am, you give that away and you go, this is the best I've ever had. What a great gift. What a great stocking stuffer for the holidays, everybody.
I'm going to put some more CBD gifts in my kids' stocking stuffer as well. Here, kids, use these tinctures. At night, use a little more sleep so you can pass out a little earlier be a little better off for you.
Yeah, dig it.
You could. Now, let's do this concept. If you could get a cannabis gift, what cannabis gift would you want? Cal, let's start with you.
A Christmas tree.
A full-on tree? A plant?
I mean, if we're thinking about, could that be the perfect gift for me? If I can find a perfect tree to bring to the house so we can all decorate it and then, the day of or after Christmas, find something to do with it once Christmas is over, utilize it, why not?
Nice.
Wow. So
what about you, Joe?
I personally could use some more full spectrum cartridges is what I would like, as well as the CBD gummies I like.
Yeah.
And if we're also throwing some things in there, some more of the ointments and creams to rub on, I love. And those would be my go-to like thank yous. And this just breaking right now, you guys. I mean, when you're hearing this, it's going to be a few days old, but NFL star Vincent Jackson just died of chronic alcohol use.
What? The former Charger?
Yeah.
Former San Diego Charger, Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Right, no way.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Autopsy revealed it was alcohol.
Oh, he did die. He died a while back.
But
I think they found him in a hotel room or something like that near where he lived. Super sad story. Super sad story. Wow.
Yeah. What about you, Elvis? What would be your go-to?
I I don't smoke cannabis, but there's a brand out there that produces pre-rolls that I really want to try, and it's called Dad Weed. It's very low THC. And it's called Dad Weed, and it's supposed to be amazing. Very low THC, but
I like that.
Dad yeah, weed. It's that would be one. And then Eaton Hemp makes a really good CBD
Eaton Hemp's good. I have some more.
A pre-roll that is called Downtime, which helps me sleep really, really well. I mean, I just take a couple of hits off that CBD pre-roll called Downtime from Eaton Hemp. Those are the two that I'd probably, and I'm into, CBD gummies as well. I just haven't tried a ton of them. So, yeah, Dad Weed it's called.
I like the
Or
the
no, name. It's called no, it's called Dad Grass. Dad Grass. That's what it's called. Yeah, check it
That's
out.
Dad. One of the most clever names I've ever heard.
Dad Grass and their pre-rolls and I really want to try them because it's very low THC. It's about like the stuff you used to sell me back in 1994.
That was good. We used to sell you. Don't bet.
No,
don't
never. When you
it's like, most... is it like dad grass, like aptly titled, like it's literally for like fathers on the on dad duty and all that, so they don't get that high while they're on the
probably,
job.
Probably. I mean, yeah, it's called dad grass. I definitely want to try. I'm going to order some of that probably in the new year.
Well, you guys, you know, as we come to the end of the year and all the fun stuff, I just want to thank all the listeners out there that have been riding with us and supporting us and downloading the podcast. We greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate you. We love you. And remember this, if nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.